In 2007, one city decided to take a stand against climate change. 2.2 million people across Sydney switched off their lights for an event that would become known across the world as Earth Hour. Earth Hour quickly went global, spreading across the world. And in 2010, thousands of cities in 128 countries took part. Global landmarks like the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the Egyptian pyramids, New York's Empire State Building, and Sydney Harbour Bridge all plunged into darkness as millions of people around the world switched their lights off to protest against climate change. Organizers say that they want to demonstrate what people can do to reduce their carbon footprint and save energy, and thus draw attention to the problem of climate change. However, critics describe the event as meaningless. In today's program, we're asking what you think. Can Earth Hour really make a difference? Is it a good way to raise awareness about the problems the world is facing? Have you taken part in the switch off? First on the line, we have Amy. Amy, can you tell us what you think?
I think Earth Hour is a great idea. It's a really simple way for people to show that they care about the environment and want something to change.
So, did you do anything for Earth Hour last year, Amy?
Yes, I did. I was at home with my two children, who are 8 and 13 years old, and we switched the lights off at home and had our dinner by candlelight.
And how did you find that? What did the children think?
It was great. The children loved it. And we enjoyed a really quiet hour with no television or music. We talked, actually. And we'll be doing it again this year, definitely.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for calling. Now, we've got JJ on the line. JJ, what do you think of Earth Hour?
I think it's a complete waste of time. I can't believe it.
Wow. And why is that, JJ? What's the problem?
I don't understand how anybody can think that turning off your lights for 1 hour is really going to make any difference. It's just a way for people to do something that makes them feel better. They turn their lights off for an hour, and then they think they've done something about climate change. And then they can carry on as they were before. What we need is for people to really change how they behave every day, not just for an hour. They need to use less electricity, not drive around in their cars everywhere. We need governments to make big changes, and turning your lights off, well, it's just silly.
But don't you think, JJ, that it is a symbol? A gesture that helps to get people around the world thinking about the problems?
Yes, you're right. But the main problem is not to get people thinking about it, but to get people to actually change the way that they live. And that's not easy.
You're right about that, I suppose.